Ken died on March 15th, a Tuesday, at 2:25 in the afternoon, very peacefully, in his own home. We all surrounded him. We were all holding on to him. All the children were there, and his best friend, John Dwyer, was there, who he's known since he was 8 years old. And Father Mike was there. And a few minutes before Ken took his last breath, Father Mike had begun singing On Eagle's Wings. And while he was singing, Ken took his last breath. He had a condition which was diagnosed about 5 years before, called normal pressure hydrocephalus, where water accumulates on the brain. Dr. Young had put in a shunt and hoped that that would take care of the problem. But there are a lot of complications and a lot of falls, and eventually it was his falling that caused additional damage. I decided that I wanted to keep him home because that's what he wanted. And I did. I took care of him at home. The children were an enormous help in their support, emotionally, financially. They were very generous with their time. And I couldn't have kept him home without their support. I'm very comforted now, almost 5 months after he has died, by the fact that he was in his own home, surrounded by his own things, and surrounded by all the people that he loved and who loved him.